300 miles from the magic island of Euclidea. 300 miles between the Gregory party and the weird colony of scientists who have held them captive for so long. With Joan Gregory at the controls of the stolen Euclidean submarine, putting another 40 miles behind them every hour, it looks as if Jerry and Joan, Mrs. Gregory, and Tex Bradford have really escaped from the island. They are not to be allowed to get away without some opposition, however, as the Euclideans have been sending out directional radio beams in an attempt to locate the missing submarine. All is quiet inside the sub now, and only Jerry and Joan are to be seen in the central control section.
Are you sure we won't disturb your mother and Tex if we talk up here?
There is no danger of that, Jerry.
But you can hear our voices all over this thing.
Yes, if I had not closed the stern section off.
Closed it off? Well, I can still see Tex and Mrs. Gregory asleep back there on the bunk.
To be sure you can. There is no necessity of losing visibility merely to restrict sound.
Yeah, I know. Everything's so easy for you to do. That's another one of those soundproof doors, I suppose.
To be sure. One of the transparent steel doors. Mother and the captain may rest there in perfect comfort and silence while we continue our discussion.
What discussion?
We were speaking of plans for our amusement in Los Angeles.
Oh, it'll be easy enough to find plenty to amuse you with when we get there. But I'd like to know a little more about our plans for the rest of this ocean.
The rest of this ocean, as you refer to the balance of our cruise, should prove comparatively uneventful.
Yeah, I can see that. Nothing's liable to happen to us except old G-47 and his Euclideans. And when they happen to you, it's not so funny.
If there is any method by which the Euclidean scientists are able to interfere with our journey, that method is not apparent to me at this time.
But this was too easy. You can't steal a submarine and get away with it anywhere in the world, least of all from these guys on that island.
The success of our plan depends on the element of surprise.
I guess they were surprised, all right.
Indubitably.
Huh?
Indubitably.
Oh, okay. But I'll bet they were surprised, too.
You may continue to misunderstand me, but we are obviously safe from Euclidean pursuit.
I'm not so sure. How far are we from the Magic Island?
306 miles.
And you think we're safe from those scientists?
That is my belief.
What about their 500-mile-an-hour aeroplanes and their 1,000-mile-an-hour rocket ships?
We are in 8 fathoms of water, Jerry.
Can't they locate us easy enough with their directional radio stuff?
Not from Euclidea. Not so long as we do not attempt to use the radio set.
Well, we won't do that. We got one message from Johnson, and we know he's waiting for us in Los Angeles. That's enough for us.
It will be quite simple for a Euclidean plane to locate us in the water at this depth.
What did I just get through telling you?
But they have no weapon which will prove effective.
Couldn't a Euclidean plane attack one of our subs in this much water?
To be sure. But these underwater craft are insulated against all Euclidean weapons, to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's right. They would be, or your boats would be shooting up each other, practicing.
Exactly.
Well, I'll bet they could cause us plenty of trouble, though.
That they could easily do. And they could compel us to submerge to such a depth that our progress would be restricted to the vanishing point.
Well, what more do you want?
What more do I want?
I mean, what more harm do they have to do to us? If they can dive this thing down to the ocean floor and make us stay there until our provisions and fuel are gone, all they've got to do is wait until we have to come up to the surface for help and grab us.
That would be sound reasoning if Euclidean submarines were not superior to your worldly ones.
I know that you've got the best boats in the world, but no matter how much you know about science, you've got to eat and sleep just the same as anybody else. And we can't live on the water forever.
Our oxygen supply is continuously refreshed from the water.
I'm talking about food. We're going to have to keep eating.
We have sufficient compressed food to last a month with care. And during that time, we could reach Los Angeles if we were compelled to progress at an almost negligible rate along the ocean floor.
And they can't reach us with anything if we go deep enough?
No one can reach us at our maximum depth.
And just how deep can we go until they keep this thing moving along a little bit?
We may operate at a speed of 4 knots at a depth of 1.5 nautical miles, 9,120 feet.
Golly whiskers! Won't the sides of the sub cave in from the water pressure when we get down that deep?
There is no natural water pressure on this globe sufficient to injure this submarine.
Well, if you say so, I'll have to believe it. And it looks like we're going to get home all right.
I'm sure of that, Jerry. We will arrive safely in California with the captain's formula remaining a secret from the Euclideans.
And what Tex will do to them with that formula will be plenty.
Do you know how he proposes to use it?
Well, I'm not any too sure, but I think...
One moment, Jerry. I must refuel.
Oh, give the sub another of those little pills, huh?
Yes. It will take but a few seconds to inject the fuel pellet and clear the combustion tank. continue your remarks, Jerry.
Huh?
Jerry, you may continue.
Continue? What?
The discussion of the captain's formula and its use.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was watching that refueling thing, and I guess I forgot what we were talking about.
You were going to attempt to explain how the formula for the universal solvent may be used in capturing the island of Euclidea.
No, I wasn't.
But you said
I said I wasn't any too sure how Tex intended to use it, and I'm not. Maybe he can explain it to you.
I will ask him.
Well, don't wake him up to do that.
That will not be necessary. The captain is awake.
Huh? Oh, yeah. It looks like your mother's awake, too.
Those thin metal sleeping compartments are perhaps not too comfortable for them.
I'll take a chance on going to sleep on one of them.
You will be given the opportunity the moment Mother and the captain come forward to relieve us.
You mean you're going to let Tex and Mrs. Gregory run this thing while you and I sleep?
Certainly.
But, oh, do they know how?
I can give them all the necessary instructions in 10 seconds.
Well, I guess I can spare that much time. But I can sure use a little sleep before long.
Mother and the captain are now approaching.
I'll bet Tex bumps his head in that transparent steel door. I know it.
I will remove the transparent section panel.
Okay, Tex. You can come up here now.
What was that I bumped my head on?
A transparent steel panel. You will find no further obstructions to your passage.
It's a strange sensation to watch a man stopped by a steel wall that you can't even see.
Yeah, stranger than that when you're the fellow who gets stumped.
Joan put that section across the stern sleeping quarters so our talking wouldn't wake you up.
And we did sleep. At least I did.
Yeah, I did too, but I sort of feel a little like I've been sleeping on a rock pile.
Those flexible steel mattresses are a little strange to us.
Those will be found on all Euclidean craft.
So there won't be anything to burn if a fire tries to start,
precisely.
Huh?
Precisely.
Well, kids, I feel a little guilty about letting you two stand watch while Pat and I slept, but if you think you can trust us to run this thing, we'll take it over.
Will that be all right, Joan?
Captain Bradford can do everything I could possibly do.
Joan can set all the automatic controls for you, and this sub navigates itself.
Would it make any difference if you opened those visibility slides for us, Joan?
None whatever.
Well, I think I'd like to have them open. Even if we can't do anything about it, I'd like to see where we're going.
It's nice and quiet riding along with them closed, though.
Yeah, I know, Jerry, but I know how Mrs. Gregory feels, too. And I'm inclined to agree with her. A little good old sound will be a tonic for both of us.
Yeah, it is a little too quiet for me here, but Joan likes it this way.
I will open the slides for you, Captain. I have just refueled, and you may repeat every 40 knots.
I understand, Joan.
Tex and I will stand a four-hour watch.
We'll stand it as long as it takes you two to get some rest. You must be all in.
Oh, I'm not tired, but I guess I could sleep a little.
We will rest 4 hours. At that time, we may expect the Euclidean location beam again.
Could we try the radio?
No, it is too dangerous.
But you said the Euclideans had nothing they could harm us with in this sub.
That is true. However, if they learn of our exact location, it will be a simple matter for them to follow our progress to Los Angeles. And there are many ways in which they might plan a most unpleasant reception for us.
Yes, you're right, Joan. I think our best chance is to get into port without being located, if that's possible.
Well, come on, Joan. Let's go back and collect some shut-eye.
Collect what?
Take 40 winks. You know, hit the hay. Pile in the feathers. Go on the downy. Don't you understand any of those?
I do not.
Well, I mean, let's go back and lie down and sleep.
Then you should say what you mean. You are now the one who is using large words where small ones would serve much better.
Well, never mind about that. I'll argue with you after I get some sleep.
How do you shut this door?
I will close the door.
Yeah, those kids sure spend a lot of their time quarreling.
Yes, but it seems to be excellent for their morale. They also spend a lot of time getting things done.
They sure do. The nerve of Joan stealing this submarine.
I'm very proud of her, Tex.
You should be. When Joan learns our ways, she will be the most accomplished girl of her age in the country.
Do you think we'll reach home in safety?
We've got a long way to go. If Joan and Jerry can keep their heads up, we should be able to.
Joan forgot to open that slide for us. I'd like to see out into the water, Tex, and see where we're going.
Oh, I know how to do that. I watched Joan close the slide. It's this one.
Oh, I like that ever so much better.
I'm not sure I do. We're a long way down the water, Pat.
But this submarine is so safe. And what a wonderful machine it is. Think of being able to look through a wall of transparent steel.
Yes, and a wall that will stand water pressure at a depth of a mile and a half. I'd say we were pretty safe, Pat.
Well, at least we're not under G-47's eyes, and he can't hear every word we say.
We can hear you, though.
Well, Tex, was that Jerry?
Yes, but that stern section is soundproof.
Nevertheless, we can hear all you say.
How are they doing that?
Sounds like a speaker of some kind.
Nice work, Tex. This is a communication system. We're hearing you through the little microphone right in front of you.
Will you two stop playing and get some rest? Your 4 hours will pass soon enough.
You are correct, Mother. We will cut off the voice channel.
Those kids sure managed to keep their spirits up.
They're a good deal younger than we are, Tex.
Well, I'm sure Jerry's a lot younger than I am, but you and Joan could pass for sisters.
Now, Tex, I have a fair idea of my appearance, and I know it isn't particularly flattering.
Your appearance is always exactly to my liking.
Oh, you're a sweet person, Tex. You spent many a year helping me search for Joan.
It's been more than worth it. And now we've found her.
Yes. She's mine at last. After 14 years, I'm actually taking her home, Tex. Home. Oh, it will be a home now, for the first time in those 14 long years.
Wait a minute, Pat. I heard something. Something strange.
Yes. And I thought I felt the submarine quiver.
We must have passed over a high reef.
No. The water's clear all around us. There isn't an obstruction in sight in any direction.
Well, I know something happened.
Well, Tex, it's getting nearer.
And it didn't sound good to me.
Redford, those are Euclidean magnetic bombs. Dive at once.
Well, how do I do it?
Oh, Tex.
Quiet, Mother. That large lever between your knees, Captain. Pull it to you. Pull it quickly. We are being attacked from the air. Pull that lever.